The first thing I want to talk to you about today is this gigantic Tosfos. We'll only focus on a few lines, so don't get scared. On Daf Kuf, starts on Daf Kuf from an Aleph, Bishakadim Vesilko, and continues on Daf Kuf from an Beis. Tosfos has a sugya in Avodah Zarah about a tarobus of yayin and yayin, and Tosfos proves from that sugya that we don't say chaticha nasis nevela in shari surin. So Tosfos says,
what's the raya from yayin?
Say it again.
What's the raya from yayin?
You have to go through the sugya in Avodah Zarah. I don't have time to do that now. You'll take a look. But Tosfos, this is the main punchline here of Rabbeinu Tam. He says that sugya, Ahudah Shari b'Avodah Zarah, in Masecht Avodah Zarah, sover efshar l'sochto mutar. So we have now what you call tolin meaning when you have two sugyas and two principles and they're interdependent, haba hatalia. So according to the thesis of Rabbeinu Tam, whether chaticha nasis nevela or not in shari surim depends upon efshel soto asur or efshel soto mut. That's what comes out from Tosfos. I would like to try to understand this sheet of Tosfos, and why is it that the din of Efshel Soto and the din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela are Haba Hatalia? It would seem the following. The Ikar Sugya of Efshel Soto Asur Mutter is here on Daf Kuf Ches in the sugya Basa B'Cholov. Rabbeinu Tam understands that Basa B'Cholov is an Iser Machmas an Iser Machmas Bolua. That the fact that the Basar is Bolea Cholov, that's the nature of the Iser. And if Efshel is Sochto, meaning if we could get the Cholov out of the Basar, then it would be Mutter, because the Iser is the fact that the Basar is carrying the Cholov. Let's try to understand what is the Machlokes about Efshel is Sochto, whether Asur or Mutter. If you take a look for a moment at this page, if you happen to have a copy of it, I made some copies. You'll see on the right side, towards the top, a svara that goes as follows. That Efshel is Sochto Asur means that Chayshinon Shemelo Polta Hakol, which means the following: that the Tipas Cholov falls on the top Chaticha, and now that Chaticha gets mixed up with other Chatichos. And we're going to assume that even if you have Shishim in the second Kedera to be Mevatel the Tam Cholov, nevertheless, Efshel Soto Asur tells me that there still is some blia of cholov left in the basar. Lopolta hakol. It means that chaticha that received the tam of cholov is not poletes all of its tam. There's still some tam left. Now, how much tam is left in that basar, if you hold efshar soto asur? So you'll see he quotes a Bala Ma'or at the end of that same top paragraph on the right side, that ein shir binasinas tam elamashahu. So again, the cholov gave tam into the bus on the first in the first round, tipas cholov. In the second round, the tipas cholov could not generate an iser on the shar chatichos because there's no shir binasinas tam. What's left in that chaticha is a mashahu. And ein koch bezeh b'mashu lesor sachiros achak chaticha atzma asura. Now if you for a moment fast forward to the left column, he says again on the third line of the paragraph ulam, ein ha iser niflat legamu. So we have this shita, we can say it's the Bala Ma'or shita, the Ramban shita, and it's probably the Rashba's shita, that Efshel Soto Asur means at the end of the day there's still something left, and we'll call it a mashahu, of Tam Cholov in the original piece of Basa. That Tam of a mashahu is not going to be Oser the other chatichos, because a mashu cannot generate an isra the other chatichos in the second kedera. But nevertheless, even though that tam is batel with regard to the other chatichos, the basar itself, the original chaticha, remains asura. Why? What does Efshel Soto Asur mean? Because there's a mashu of tam left over.
So why is the piece still asur?
Oh, so the question here that he raises, and that's what he has a whole presentation of four different answers to this question, is why does that chaticha remain asura based on a mashahu? The Torah doesn't recognize a mashahu. If a mashahu is batel, so why would that mashahu be enough to generate an isur in that chaticha? So we're going to see the Rambam's approach to this question, but right now we're focused on Rabbeinu Tam. In order to explain this, one of his four explanations appears on the bottom in the name of the Yad HaMelech and other Achronim, and he says the following. I made a little arrow there, I don't know if you saw it. So that would be on the bottom left of the photocopy that you have. He says the following: Kevon shegam kodem shenitzvasei faheter. Notice before you added the heter in the second kedera, hoya ha isur hamiut kayam b'shir nosein tam. So at one moment in time, the cholov gave tam into the basar. Therefore, I efshar lomer shehu batel. And that, then he tells you what batel means. Kiman de lesa domisha heter lo hoya bifnei atzmo dekvar nesar mikodem. The language here is very, very obscure. Maybe for the Moreshes Moshe, maybe this was crystal clear. I don't know. I wasn't zocher to learn in the Mir. Although I had a night seat in the Mir for a couple of years. In the morning I was learning in the yeshiva next door, which is now part of the Mir. But anyway. So again, the language here is very, very difficult. I'm just going to sort of pick and choose out of the hat for my purposes a couple of different phrases here. Number one, he points out that before you added the heter in the second bishul, you had a nesinas tam of cholov in this chaticha. Fine. That much I understand. Then he says, number two, I efshar lomer shehu batel. That tam of cholov in the basar is not subject to bittel. I mean, when I saw this, I jumped out of my skin because he's saying some new halach in bittel, which I'm not familiar with. Okay? Then he tells you what Bittul has to accomplish, and that is Keman Delesa Domi. That basically has to happen through Bittul is Keman Delesa Domi. And you want to basically, in Bittul, you want to get to the point in which somehow the Iser becomes Heter. What you're left with is Heter. Now he says in this case you can't do so. Why? Dekvar Nesar Mikodem. So we're trying to figure out why is it that there's no Bittul if you hold Efshel Soto Osro. Now, the exciting part of this for me was the following revelation, and I hope you'll get excited about it too. It could very well be that even if I hold Efshel Soto Mutter, I agree that the Tam of Chalav that's left in the basar is still left in the basar. Call it a mashavi. Meaning, Efshel is softo, whether it's osur or mutter, is not a machlokis about Efshel is softo. The question is not whether you can punge, you can remove the tam of the chalav from the basar through the process of the tarovis in the second bishul. No. That's not what they're arguing about. The argument about Efshel Soto is whether it's Asur or Mutter, which according to this approach is an argument about whether it's Bittul or not. So I'm trying to build my thoughts, you know, slowly but surely. And there's some sort of fundamental machlokas here, whether Efshel Soto is Asur or Mutter, about the nature of Bittul. And where the Bittul could apply as far as the tam of the chalav that's left in that original basar after the second bishul. Can that tam of chalav be subject to Bittul? And he says that if you hold Efshel Soto Asur, there's a logical reason why Bittul can't apply. Again, if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, we reject that logic. But that's one approach. One definition of Bittul would have it that Efshel is Soto, even though you're getting rid of most of the time, and all you're left with is a Mashu in that original Basar, is nevertheless not subject to Bittul. You can't be Mavato that time. The question is, why not? And then the second question is, getting back to Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, how does that connect with Chaticha Nasis Nevelu? So we're really dealing with some fundamentals here. Okay. The stakes for me are very high. Let's see if I can convince you and convince myself that there's something to be said here. Again, let me reemphasize. There's no machlokas here about Efshel Soto. Efshel Soto means yes and no. We can get rid of the tam, but not all of it. The issue is going to be when we're left with that tam of a mashu, because Efshel Soto means Efshel Soto Lagamre, is that tam of mashu osur or not? Meaning, is that chaticha muteres or not muteres? So again, as far as the other chatichos in the balance of this kedera, in the second kedera, the second bishul, that's no problem. Why? Because the nature of basar v'chalav is iser machmas bilua, and if now that bilua makes no impact on the other chatichos and it's batel, so there's no nesimus tam, then all the other chatichos are mutaris. So now we're focused on the original chaticha: is it muteris or is it not muteris? So what logic could apply to the mafkia bittel as far as the mashu that's left over in the first chaticha? Because again, originally what was in the first chaticha? A tam of chalav, correct? But now, through the process of Efshel Soto, there's no longer a full-fledged tam of chalav in that basa. What you're left with is what? A mashu. Well, why not apply bittul to a mashu? So perhaps we could suggest the following. Let me ask just a child's question. If I take a piece of nevela and I throw it into a kedera of 60 pieces of basar, of basar heta. Forget about bimino and all that. Just let's say this bitul b'shishim, correct? What's the status of that nevela, if I can identify it? Is it butter?
No.
If I can identify, obviously not. Once nevela, always nevela. So bitul cannot be mafkia the nevela. What happens is that through the process of bishul, the time of this nevela is niflat and nivla into the other chatichos. And here we apply the principle of tam ki kado raisa, which means that the other pieces of heter, now they pick up the tam of the isur, if there's no shishim. And tam ki ikur means now they become awesome because of the tam isur habalua inside these chatichos. But the original chaticho remains asura no matter what. Even if there's shishim, the original chaticha remains asura. So what do we have over here? When we look at a piece of nevela, a piece of isur, what we're really looking at are two different things. And forgive me if this is so posh, but to me, like, this is an eye-opener. What we're looking at is the basar, and we're looking at the tam of the basar. So that even if the tam of the basar can be batel in taroves, so that when you cook this nevela with other pieces of basar shkuta, that tam, if the shishim, is going to be batel, but nevertheless the chaticha itself could never be subject to bittel. There is no bittel on the chaticha. There's only bittel on the tam of the chaticha. So again, if I lose the chaticha and I can't find it, that's one thing. But if I can find that chaticha and I know exactly where I can identify it, then there's no bittul on that chaticha. But as far as the other chatichos in the Kedera, I don't need bittul on a chaticha. I need a bittul on what? On the tam. And that I have. I have shishim connected to tam. But again, give me just a few minutes because I'm trying to clarify this for myself. What I'm suggesting is that a chaticha has within it really two things. And you can miss this point. You can have the chaticha itself, and that's, let's call it the be'en, or call it chaticha atzma, whatever you like to call it. And then you have the tam of the chaticha. When we learn the laws of bittul, what we're dealing with is the power of bittul to be mevatel the tam, right? Because that tam, insofar as it penetrates into the other chatichos of heter, and we apply the principle of tam ki ikur, the tam generates the isur. Well, if that tam is insignificant because we apply bittul, then there's nothing to generate an isur on the other chatichos. But that discussion about bittul has no implication as far as the chaticha hasura is concerned. Why? Because that's already a be'en, that's already a physical entity. There's no bittul on a physical entity. Again, there's a different type of bittul. You could say, I can't find it. You know, it's part of barov, and maybe with Xerut Rabbanan, we're going to extend that to shishim. So anytime I take out a chaticha, I have to assume this is not the original chaticha. But again, if I can identify the original chaticha, there's no bittul on that chaticha. There is no such thing as bittul on a chaticha. If this be the case, Rabbi Moshe, if you're with me here, up until this point, perhaps I can begin to understand what Efshel Esofto Osir is all about. What Efshel Esofto Osir says the following, that when the tam of that chaticha that received the chalav goes into the kedera through bishul into the other chatichos, that tam could be batel, but the chaticha itself could never be batel. That's what he says over here. E Efshel Lomashu batel. Why? Because the chaticha is a be'en. Now you might say the following. Well, this chaticha that's a be'en has in it a tam, right? And what generated the iser of Bas B'cholav according to Rabbeinu Tam on this chaticha? It's the tam that's bolua in the chaticha. So why not be mevatel the tam? I don't have to touch the chaticha itself. I just be mevatel the tam. And memela, once I'm mevatel the tam, the chaticha is muteres because the only definition of the essence of this isur was because it was carrying the tam, but now it can be mevatel the tam. There's bittul on tam. Everybody agrees that there's bittul on tam, right? There's no question about it. Comes along Efshel Esofto Osir and says, no. There's no bittul. Why? Because as soon as the tipas chala fell on the chaticha and it generated an isur because there was no there was no shishim in the chaticha against the tipas cholov. At that point in time, what you have is a combination of A plus B. You have a chaticha and you have a tam of the chaticha, meaning the tam of cholov. So I have both A and B. I have the chaticha itself and the tam. Efshel Soto also says the following. It's like, you know, as it say there, V'yoro shall Yaakov Ochezes be Akev Esav, right? So what's going to happen now is that the fact that there's no Bittel on the Be'en is now going to prevent Bittel. Again, I would have said logically, let's apply Bittel to what? To the time of Cholav that's Bolu and then Chaticha. Efshel Soto also means the following. I'm not able to apply Bittel to the Tam because that Tam at this particular moment is in the Chaticha. Once it's in the Chaticha itself became a Chatichas Isur. If it became a Chatichas Isur, then, well, you might say, let's be Mavatel, just the Tam, and then everything is solved because there's no reason to prohibit this Chaticha unless it's got a Tam of Cholav in its name. What we're going to say is the following, that you can't have Bittel in a halfway measure. You cannot have Bittel on Tam while leaving the Chaticha outside. So what's going to happen is that the Chaticha itself is going to prevent you from applying Bittel because there's no Bittel on a Be'en. How do I know there's no Bittel on a Be'en? Because if the Nevela itself would have fallen into this Taruvus, everybody agrees that the Nevela remains Asura. Even if the Tam that's coming out of this Nevela is Bottle, that's irrelevant. Why? Because you can have Bittel on the Tam, but you can't have Bittel on the Be'en. So the Bittel on the Tam is going to prevent that Tam from injecting and infecting all the other Chatichos. But the Chaticha itself, which is a Be'en, is not subject to Bittel. So if I can identify it, there's no Din of Bittel. Comes along Efshel Soto Asur, and he applies this principle to the case of a Tipas Chol Shenof al Chaticha, and says the following, that once that Tipas Chol gives Tam into the Chaticha becomes now a double header. It becomes a two-dimensional Chaticha. It now is a Chaticha which has Be'en to it, and it has Tam in it. That Tam, if I separate it from the Be'en, could be Bottel as far as the other Chatichos is concerned. But now to go a step further and apply Bittel on that Tam, and therefore leave, and therefore extend that Bittel to include the Be'en, that we can't do. Comes along the sheet and he says, well, you know what? If you can't apply Bittel as a halfway measure, then don't apply Bittel at all. And therefore, you're not going to be able to be mevatel that time. You'll ask me, but Rabbanu Shlomo, how can you say you can't be mevatel the time? The time is only what? It's only a mashahu, correct? Because we're holding that Efshel Soto means, and we saw it in all these Rishonim, means that there's still a time of mashu left in that chaticha. Who cares about a time of mashu? The answer is that once there was a serious time at stage one in this chaticha, now I already have a twofold chaticha. It has both a status of a be'en and at the same time a status of a tam. So you might say, and this is going to be Efshel Soto Mutter, that now I can be mevatel that tam, and if I can be mevatel the tam, then the mela I'm left with the chaticha whose tam is batel. And since the nature of the isur basa b'chol according to Rebbeinu Tam is that the isur is machmas bilua, is now Efshel Soto's mutter. Comes along Efshel Soto Asur and says, no, there is no Bittel here. Why is there no Bittel? Because the Chaticha became Asura. It was a Chaticha that was completely, what should I say, permeated with the Tam of Cholav. The Tam of Cholav was nispashated, permeated throughout the Chaticha. Once that Tam of Cholav is distributed throughout the Chaticha, now I have a Chaticha which has a Tam of Isur in it, and that's what the Torah prohibits. And therefore I have Basa B'Cholav. If this be the case, Rabbi Bosa, let's just summarize. The machlokes whether efshel is sota osur or efshel is sota mutter is a machlokes whether or not I could apply bittel to the tam and the mele be matir the chaticha, or do I say no? Since bittel doesn't apply to the chaticha because the chaticha is a be'en, it's not subject to bittel, the mele there's no bittel even on the tam. And therefore that tam remains a tam osur, it's a chaticha. Now comes the punchline. If you've accepted what I said, which I'm not sure you did, but in case you did, then I understand why Rabbeinu Tam says that the machlokas efshel sota osur or efshel sota mutter is identical with chaticha nasis nevela or ain't chaticha nasis nevela. Meaning, if he has a mandiomar in Masechta Avodah Zorah that says efshel sota mutter, then he's obviously not accepting chaticha nasis nevela. How does Rabbeinu Tam know this? Because when you're saying Efshel Soto is Muta, you're applying Bittel. Once you apply Bittel, it's not a Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Is Memela, would Rabbeinu Tam formulate the following? Whether or not Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies to Shari Surei Torah, would it depend upon Efshel Soto Muta or Efshel Soto Asur? And what's the answer, Rabbi Osai?
No.
Absolutely yes. I'll tell you why. Because Basa B'cholov is an Iser Machmas Balua. And now the question is, if I am a Vatel Tam, does that Bittel work even as far as the Chaticha? Can I have a halfway measure of Bittel? We're not arguing about the nature of Basa B'cholov. If you have an argument, which is about the nature of Basa B'cholov, and that's going to be a Mitzvah Ramam Shita, then you could say that that Machlokas has no application to Shari Surei Torah. But if you're telling me that a machlokas about efshel sota mutter osur is a machlokas about bittel, to what extent can I have bittel on a tam and therefore be matir the basar itself? Or to what extent do I say that since bittel can't operate on the basar, the mele bittel can't be meaningful on the tam? That machlokas is identical in Shari Suri Torah and Basar B'cholov, because both Shari Suri Torah and Basar B'cholov are osur machmas bilua. You have the bliya of what? Of chalav in the bus. So you have the bliya of nevela in the first cooking in the shchuta. And now the question is, can you apply bittel when you have shishim in the second kedera? In other words, are you left with chalav, or are you not left with chalav? Are you left with the tam nevela? You're not left with tam nevela. And all that depends on efshel soto osur, efshel soto mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam sees an absolute equation between efshel soto osur, efshel soto mutter in Basa B'cholov and in Shari Surei Torah. So if you hold efshel soto is osur in Basa B'cholov, ipso facto efshel soto is osur in Shari Surei Torah. Because what you're saying is, I can never be mevatel that tam, even though I squeeze out the tam and reduce it from an ikar atam to a tam of a mashuhu. Nevertheless, once that original chaticha became asura, I now need to be mavatal that chaticha. And efshel soto also means I don't have bittel on a tam if I can't be mavatal the chaticha. And since there's no bittel on the chaticha, ipso facto there's no bittel on the tam. Is anybody following me?
I mean,
I'm sweating this out.
If you say two things, if you don't mind. It's the first thing, and if you say Efshel Soto Mutter, then by Basar B'cholov what? So then there's no Chanan by Basar B'cholov?
Correct. Why?
But no one says that.
No, of course. I can show you all the sources if you're interested. But if you'll accept this on faith, efshel soto mutter means that even in Basar B'cholov, efshel soto is mutter. Efshel soto is also means that even in Shari Surim, efshel soto is also. According to whom? According to Rabbeinu Tam.
I thought you were trying to explain to us the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right?
No, not at all.
I'm not saying that at all that I hear, that I just have that, fine, that I hear. Fine.
No, let me start again, just to review what I'm saying. What I'm trying to argue is that Rabbeinu Tam has what I call a tlut, an interdependence, and he says that whether or not Efshel Soto Asur or Efshel Soto Mutter applies, I'm sorry, let me start again. Whether or not Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies to all Isurim is a machlokes. Let me just read Rabbeinu Tam again. Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Just want to get the language straight. He says that Haticha Nas Levela in Shar Isurim is dependent upon Efshel Esofto Osir, Efshel Esofto Mutter.
And if you say Efshel Esofto Mutter, so then it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam that you still say Chanan by Nasir Machala. We're saying just by Shar Isurim. When do we say this Chanan by Shar Isurim? It says, and you want to say this, Tol Aramad Yisrael Efshel Esofto Osir, Efshel Esofto Mutter.
Correct.
If your model, I'm not fully understanding them.
Again, because if the machlokes between Efshel Esofto Mutter and Efshel Esofto Osir is on Bittel, can I be Mavatel the Tam of the original Chaticha? Then if I assume that Basar B'Cholov is an Isa Machmas Bolua, which is Rabbeinu Tam's premise, yeah, then even the Chaticha itself will be Muteris. Again,
but Rabbeinu Tam doesn't give an option. Rabbeinu Tam tells you that there's definitely Chanan in Basar B'Cholov.
If you hold Efshel Esofto is Asur. Why? Because once you hold Efshel Esofto is Asur, that means that you can't be Mavatel the Tam in the original Chaticha.
But didn't you just read a line now that said the Rabbeinu Tam says there's definitely Chanan in Basar B'Cholov, but whether it's Chanan by Shari Sirim is
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the issue of Chanan will apply straight across the board. Okay. Whether or not it's Basar B'Cholov or it's Shari Surim. And that depends upon Efshel Esofto Osir or Efshel Esofto Mutter. So what we're trying to figure out here is, why does Rabbeinu Tam assume that Efshel... First of all, we're trying to figure out, what is the machlokas about Efshel Esofto Osir or Efshel Esofto Mutter? Is a machlokas about a mitzius, about whether you can be mafrid the Tam of the original piece from the original piece in the process of Bittul in the second Tarovis? I mean, then I don't know, what is the machlokas? But rather, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that Kuliamalo Pligi, that Efshel Esofto means most of the Tam goes out, but some of the Tam is left in. And now we have to know, what's the status of that Mashu? And the answer is, Mashu is subject to Bittul. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says, Nein, Mashu is subject to Bittul if you don't have a Be'en. Then you can talk about a mashu of Tam. Because all you have is Tam. You know, you take out the Nevela and you're left with Tam. So you could be Mavatel the Tam. But if you can't take out the Nevela, then how can you be Mavatel? So you're going to say, I'll be Mavatel the Tam without being Mavatel the Chaticha. And therefore the Chaticha becomes Muteres. Ain't Ophinami, that's Efshel Esofto Mutter. But Efshel Esofto Osir argues that once the Issa set into the first Chaticha, now what you have in front of you is a Tarovis, so to speak, pardon the pun, of Chaticha of Be'en together with Tam. And once you have that combination of Be'en with Tam, then you can't apply a halfway measure of Bittul, the old Efshel Esofto Osir, and be Mavatel the Tam without being Mavatel the Chaticha. And then it makes absolute sense to go the next step further and say that if Efshel Esofto is Asur, A, we should apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Why? Because the original Chaticha remains Asur, and now I need Shishim against that Chaticha in the second Tarovas. And B, it makes sense to apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Shari Surei Torah. Why? Because Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a reformulation, or it's an impact that results from Efshel Esofto Osir. Efshel Esofto Osir is halach and hilchos bittul. If Efshel Esofto Osir is halach and hilchos bittul, it will apply to Shari Surim in the same way that it applies to Basar B'Cholov. If on the other hand I hold Efshel Esofto Mutter, so what I'm saying is I can apply bittul to the Tam, and once the Tam is bittul, then the mail of the Chaticha becomes Muteris. And if that be the case, if I can apply that in Basar B'Cholov, I can apply it in Shari Surim as well. So Efshel Esofto Osir, Efshel Esofto Mutter, it's not a machlokas about Efshel Esofto. Everybody agrees that Efshel Esofto, everybody agrees that Efshel Esofto, meaning there's a halfway measure of Schita, and everyone agrees that there's a Tam of a Mashu that's left even after Efshel Esofto. The question is, does that Tam generate an Isur? And the answer is that it started the Isur, and now I have to get rid of that Tam. The question is, can I be Mavatel the Tam? And the answer is, I have a new problem over here now. What's dragging me down? What's holding me back from applying Bittul to the Mashu? The answer is the Be'en of the Basar. That's another way of saying that Chaticha Nasis Nevela, meaning that once the Chaticha became Asura, now it becomes a Be'en of Isur. And once it becomes a Be'en of Isur, we're no longer going to apply the principle of Bittul to be Mavatel the Tam from this Basar, which is Be'en, because there is no such thing as Bittul and Be'en. The Rambam has a different Shita. If we open up the Rambam, when the Rambam formulates the halacha of Efshel Soto Asur in Perikes Halacha Tes, he says the following: Nafal Cholov L'Tov Kedev Shel Basar Tomis Esachaticha. By the way, just on the side, if we go with this approach that everybody agrees there's a mashuhu left in the original chaticha, then I don't get it. Why don't we just give that chaticha to a kfela and let him taste it? The answer is we can't rely on Timas kfela, because what are we left with in this chaticha? According to everybody, only a mashu. Well, the kfela is not going to taste the mashuhu. I mean, by definition, that's what mashu means. You can't taste it. Oh yeah, I'm just mentioning that on the side. So the Rambam writes, Nofal Cholov L'Toch HaKedera Shel Basar. So now we have the first, the Tipas Cholov. So what do we do at this point? Tomim Esachaticha SheNofal Aleha Cholov. So we give it to a Kfela and let him taste it. Im Ein Batam Cholov HaKol Mutar. Im Yesh Bachaticha Tam Cholov. Now watch the Rambam. Rambam says the following: Afal pishim tischar achaticha lo yishar batam. Again, the Rambam doesn't know anything about our discussion about a mashu. The Rambam is saying that there's nothing left of tam. So the Rambam is willing to say that efshel is sokto. If you follow me, efshel is sokto. You can indeed be sokhet the tam, and a mashu is not on the Rambam's radar screen. Says the Rambam, Afal Pishim Tischora Chaticha Lo Yishar Botam. Nevertheless, Hoil V'Yeshba Ato Tam Cholov Nesra Osa Chaticha. In other words, since at one point in time the Cholov penetrated through this Chaticha and it was Tam, so even though you can be sochet the tam, but if you weren't sochet the tam, it would definitely be asura. Says the Rambam, Nesra osa chaticha. And then the Rambam goes on to say Hanan. What the Rambam means here is that efshel is sochto is asur, even though you can be sochet the tam, because basa becholov is nesra bifnei atzma. Meaning, once the cholov penetrates into the basar, at that point in time, you have a chaticha of iser basar b'cholov. The whole thing, kit and caboodle, every fiber of the basar becomes asur. What good would it be? What good would it do you to remove the tam through efshel esoto? I agree that efshel esoto, and you can remove that tam, but it's irrelevant because nesra, says the Rambam. Which means that the basa b'cholov is asura bifnei atzma, not because of the bilua. And now, Rabosai, if you hold like the Rambam, then the machlokus about efshel soto mutar, efshel soto asur, is about the whole nature of the isur basa b'cholov. Why? Because if I hold efshel soto mutar, what I'm saying is all I have to do is get rid of the tam that's in the basa. Which means that the whole Isur Basar B'Cholov is dependent upon and generated by the Tam of Cholov in the Basar. That's called an Isur Machmas Bilua. That's called Efshel Soto Mutar. If I hold Efshel Soto Asur, even though I was successful in being Sochet the Tam, nevertheless hold Venesra, once that Basar B'Cholov became Asura, that is the Isur Basar B'Cholov.
That's not because of Bilua.
Yeah,
but you're saying, but that's not because of Bilua, right? In the Rambam.
But depending on which sheet are we going on? Efshel Soto Mutar, Efshel Soto Asur.
Efshel Soto even Mutar.
Efshel Soto Mutar means that the nature of this Isur Basar B'Cholov is us Isur Machmas Bilua.
I'm sorry. Let me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's my fault. So even if you can be in Efshel Soto Asur, it's the Rambam saying that even though you can,
yeah,
the entire thing, it's a Bria Chadasha, which is what you want to say in the Chafmashkin, that's an Isur Bilua.
In other words, if you hold Efshel Soto Mutar, then according to the Rambam's understanding, by definition, you're holding that the nature of the Isa Basar B'Cholov is an Isa Machas Bilua. Right. So if you get rid of the Bilua,
right,
and you can do that through Efshel Soto, everything's Mutar.
There's no concept of Hanan.
There's no concept of Hanan. If on the other hand I hold Efshel Soto Mutar, I'm sorry, Efshel Soto Asur, what I'm saying is that you have now an entity of basar v'cholav. That's what the Torah prohibited, right? There was tam cholav in the basar. Now, what difference does it make if you remove the tam from the basar? It's not mistaba that removing the tam from the basar is going to be mati to the basar once it became basar v'cholav. That's called an isa machmas atzma. So the machlokas in efshe sokta also efshe sokta muta, according to the Rambam, once again, is not a machlokas about the physics. Well, maybe I should call it the chemistry of removing the tam cholov. That's not the issue. Li'olam, I'll grant you efshel esofta. You can remove the tam that's balua. Doesn't do you a thing. Why? Because efshel esofta also tells you that the nature and the definition of basar b'cholov is isur machmas atzma. Once the basar was balea tam cholov, every fiber in that basar is a chefta of isura of basar b'cholov. It doesn't make any difference now if you move the tam. So removing the tam is not going to make any difference. Is memela rabosai? This machlokus of efshel soto aser efshel soto muta has nothing to do with shari surei Torah. You want to know whether these principles and chatigras the veil and so forth and so on should apply to shari surei Torah? It has nothing to do with efshel soto aser efshel soto muta, because in shari surei Torah, what's the nature of the Isur?
Definitely not an Igriya.
Correct, it's definitely Osir Machmas Bilua. There's no Isur Machmas Atzmo here. It's Machmas Bilua. So now you can argue, well, even though Efshel Soto is Osir in Basar B'cholov, but in Shari Surim, if you could be Sochet, because again, even in Basar B'cholov, we're not denying that you could be Sochet. So now you want to know, can I be Mafrid the Tam? And the answer is, if I can be Mafrid the Tam, then for sure it's going to be Mutter, because the whole nature of the Isur is an Isur Machmas Bilua. That's Shari Surei Torah. On the other hand, if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, which means that you could remove the Blia, and in Basar V'cholov, the nature of the Isur is Machmas Bilua, then for sure it's going to be Mutter, Efshel Soto's Mutter in Shari Surei Torah. So that means in Shari Surei Torah, the whole nature of the Isur is Machmas Bilua. There's no Havamin according to the Rambam to apply Hanan in other Isurim. You can call Rabbeinu Ephraim, but now we're calling it the Rambam. And the reason for that is because Shari Surei Torah is certainly only also Machmas Bilua, and therefore everybody is going to agree that there's no din of Hanan. Now the question is a different question. Can you be mafrid the tam in the second tarovus? Enochinami, that's going to be a machlokes that has nothing to do with basar b'cholov. Again, the fundamental machlokes of efshel soto aser efshel soto muta, according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, focuses on the nature of the Isur basar b'cholov. But the Rambam would never ever say that machlokes of efshel soto aser efshel soto muta is going to have any relevance or any bearing on shari surei Torah, because that's machlokes about the nature of the Isur basar b'cholov. In Shari Surei Torah, Kuli Amalo Pligin, the nature of the Isur is Machmas Bilua. Now, can you get rid of the Bilua, or can you not get rid of the Bilua? That's Machlokes, and that's Efshel Soto Asa, Efshel Soto Mutu. But the Rambam could in no way tolerate Rabbeinu Tam's Tlut, in which Rabbeinu Tam says that Shari Surei Torah will depend upon basar b'cholov, because Rabbeinu Tam understands the Machlokes, Efshel Soto Asa, Efshel Soto Mutu is Machlokes in Hilchas what? Hilchas Bittel, where the Bittel will apply when you have a Be'en. And can you split the Bittel, as we said, halfway? That's a machlokas in Kol Torah Kula. That has nothing to do, even though, again, it appears in the Sugya in Basar B'cholov, but it applies equally well to all Isurei Torah. And if you hold Efshel Soto Aser in Basar B'cholov, then Efshel Soto Aser in Shari Surei Torah. And the Rambam would never accept such a thing, because Efshel Soto Aser in Basar B'cholov has to do with the nature of the Isur of Basar B'cholov. Has no impact on Shari Surei Torah.
Yeah. Is it possible to just make sure that I'm understanding your sheet that Nissan Tosis correctly? So when we say Efshel Soto Aser, is it all mevusas on the fact that I have a be'en and be'en is not batel, or is it just the fact that it's nicker? Meaning the reason why tam is batel is because I can't taste it anymore. The be'en is batel as long as I don't know where it is. But as soon as I know where it is, it's not batel. So maybe I thought that maybe what Rabbi was trying to say, maybe I didn't fully understand, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but that the reason why in and when you have be'en, it's not batal, it's not because that the thing is be'en. It's just because that now I know where my mikhas of iser is. Meaning I know that this chaticha contains within it some iser. And since that iser will not go away, therefore I can't eat something that I know that has iser in it.
Again, even if let's say I don't know where that iser is in the tarovis, it still is not subject to bittul. There's a be'en in there that's not batal. You can talk about kol de parsh meruva parsh. I don't know. It's like yavish
be yavish. Isn't that the whole batal? Isn't that
again? I didn't see the Rashba.
No, but isn't that what bittul's all about?
If I was coming to the Rashba, I'm very happy.
No, bittul chad betray. You can eat it, right?
Correct.
Why can't you eat
so
it?
That's what I'm saying.
There's definitely iser here.
What I'm saying is that's a whole different kind of bittul. That's a bittul that's predicated on sfeikos, on...
It's the end, but how can it ever be bittul?
That's what I'm telling you. That in the bittul that we're talking about, to be mevatel the tam, it can never be batal, because once it's a chaticha be'en never lends itself to bittul. So Klapi Shmai Yigalia, if the Malach Raziel knows exactly where that chaticha is, that chaticha is also. And the Malach would not be able to eat it even when he comes to Avraham Avinu's table. But I might apply a different halacha bittul if I don't know where it is, so I have an isa mixed up in a tarovas, and then I can apply called the parish meruva parish, and every time I take out a piece, I can assume it came from the rov.
Well,
say
that's,
again?
That's a
I'm just pointing out that the again, I might not know where that Iser is, but whatever that Ben is, it's not subject to Bittul. There is no Bittul in Ben. That's the premise of my presentation.
So you're saying it's not, so in the Chad B'Tray, it's not that the third thing is Bittul. It's just I can eat it.
Or maybe it's Iser Nefach Lios Heti, you know, Machlokas Rashba, and the Rosh, you know, whether you can eat all three pieces. I'm not going into that, Machlokas. All I'm saying is that new halacha bittul, which applies, let's assume, to Yavish B'Yavish without getting into details, because I'm not ready for that yet, that halacha bittul is not to be identified with being mavatel a chatichas be'en. It's a different kind of halacha that's generated by hilchas sfeikos, by hilchas kol de parish meruva parish. Now, how far does kol de parish meruva parish go? What happens if I'm left with one chaticha at the end? So now we have the Rosh's principle of a chaticha nefeches lios.
Versus here, you want to say?
Oh, but here I'm talking about something else. Here I'm talking about a bittul of tam. And the question is, can I apply the bittul of tam to the chaticha itself? And that's going to be the machlokas where the Efshel Sotah also mutter. Efshel Sotah mutter says, I'm going to apply the din of bittul to the tam that is generating the iser in the be'en. And once that be'en is now stripped of its tam, then the be'en itself becomes mutter. Efshel Sotah also, on the other hand, says that if I can't attack the be'en itself because there is no bittul on be'en, then don't talk to me about bittul on the tam. It's a very abstract machlokas, Rabbo. So you can think about this from now until Mashiach Zeit. You know, it's a very profound machlokas and very subtle machlokas. The question is, what you keep, again, going back to the language here of the Yad HaMelech, he was a commentary on the Rambam, and he talks about the fact that Kodem Shenisvasi Faheter, and the Isa was there, but the Bashir of No Saint Tam, right in the first of the Tipas Cholov, E.F. Shalom Shehu Batel. What's the who batel here? Why can't I say this bittel? Ribbono Shalom, I got Shishim against that Tipas Cholov. Why shouldn't I be able to? So you're going to tell me that Efshel Sotah also means that there's a massive amount of Tam Cholov left in that Chaticha? Mecha Tesi. The Rishonim seem to assume there's only a Mashu. Again, I'm not saying all the Rishonim, but certainly it's a very... So what does he mean when he says Efshel Sotah Shehu Batel?
Why can't it be that he's saying is that Efshel Sotah Shehu Batel because I know exactly where it is?
Okay, whatever you want to say, but do you agree with me on one point that the issue is bittul? That's what I wanted. To me, that's like a major breakthrough. You know, you can talk about Efshel Sotah, right, Asur and Mutter from now until who knows when, and you'll always ask yourself what's left and how much went out, and you know, ask your local physicist. You know what I'm saying? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Dini Bittul. I mean, he puts it into a whole new perspective. And basically he wants to say that bittul is coming to be matir, something that's osur. Well, what could bittul be matir? Tam. And therefore the other chatichos are mutaros. Because that tam that comes out of that chaticha is bottle vis-a-vis the other chatichos. But now ask yourself a different question. Can I apply the bittul on the vis-a-vis the tam that's balua in the original chaticha that received the tam, the tipas cholov? That's a horse of a different color. Because then I could argue that since in the first round it became a be'en of Iser, because that be'en of Iser is saturated with a tam of cholov, then it's not going to do you any good to talk about bittul in the tam and tell me, well, all I'm left with is that tam cholov is a mashu. That ain't going to cut the mustard over here, my friends, because you're going to have to be mevatel lechaticha. Comes along Efshe Sotu Mutter, says, I don't want to be mevatel lechaticha. I want to focus all my attention on the tam. And I can apply bittul on the tam without being mityaches to the basar, to the be'en. And once I'm a vatal at tam, it's a mashu, it's not going to generate any isur on the chaticha. Again, because the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam is that basar b'chol, no less than all isurei Torah, is an isur machmas bilua. So get rid of the tam of bilua, bima vatal it, and memela that chaticha is muteretz. Wonderful. And comes along Efshe Soto Asur and says, no, I cannot be mevatel that tam once the chaticha becomes a be'en of Isur. And again, you begin to see where Rabbeinu Tam saw the overlap between Efshel Soto Asur and Chaticha Nasis Nevela, to such an extent that when he found a sugyan Avodah Zarah that held that you don't apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela, he said that sugyan must be holding that Efshel Soto is mutter, which is of course nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam, because nothing to do with the Rama, because according to Rambam, Efshel Soto mutter Asur Chari Suri Torah has nothing to do with the Efshel Soto of Chaticha Nasis Nevela in our sugyan of Basar B'chol. Now, Rabosa, I'm looking at my watch and I'm seeing that we have about 7 minutes till hopefully Myrav, if we have a minion, and if not, till the end of Seder. I got through about half of what I wanted to say for tonight, but I'm not going to be able to fit the other half in 7 minutes. So I think if it's okay with the Olam, I would say a little bit of Divrei Chizuk. Is that okay? And if anybody has to go, you know, which
only,
is.
Only if it's sharp.
Only if it's.
Sharp.
Oh, Sharf, I don't know about Sharf, but I want it to be inspirational. That's really, because if it's not inspirational, you won't be able to inspire anyone else with it, and I don't gain anything by...
Because like, it's Sharf, okay.
Yeah. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that Moshe Olo L'Morom, and he wanted to take the Torah, and the Malachim opposed. And the Gemara goes through a whole discussion about how Hashem commands Moshe to argue against the Malachim, and you know all the rest. But the same framework appears in the Medrash here in Parshas Vayera, but in a whole different light. When Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Go fight against the Malachim," Hashem helps Moshe Rabbeinu out. And Shina Klaster Ponov Liponov Shel Avram. So now the Malachim are fighting not against Moshe Rabbeinu, although physically it is Moshe, but against Avram Avinu, because now the Klaster Ponov of Moshe is that of Avram Avinu. And then Moshe / Avram, meaning Avram, says, Klum achaltem misudasi mishulchani. Didn't you, Malachim, eat at my table? And how could you be so low as to want to take the Torah away from Avraham Avinu? Now again, it's very nice, and I'm not denying the significance of Hakaras HaTov. Maybe you call it Torah Kula, depends on Hakaras HaTov. But it's just hard for me to believe, and I'll tell you why, that the Malachim raised their hands up in Shamayim and said, we give up. You know, Hari Moses Yadi, because we're not going to claim the Torah for ours here in the heavens, because we ate at Avram Avinu. Again, although one could argue Lushi Vasiu Gos, that Sarai made chocolate chip cookies, those are my favorite, and maybe in that case it's worth giving up the Torah, I don't know. But seriously, what's going on over here? That Chazal, and not only that, Chazal goes a step further, and they say that what was happening at Avraham Avinu's table was the preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu winning the debate for the Torah against the Malachim. So perhaps we could suggest the following. We say every morning in davening, V'ato Machaya es Kulam. So the Arizal says that the V'ato Machaya es Kulam means that the chiyus of every single physical object in this world comes from V'ato, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechadesh, Betuvo, Tomid Maisa Bereishis. The physical world is a hester that conceals the Ribono Shel Olam's V'ato. And we look at the physical world, and unfortunately what we see is that every object lives and exists on its own. But that's not true. There's the viata that gives chiyus to every single object. The machlokis between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach about who should get the Torah was a fundamental machlokis about the nature of Torah itself. Because if the Torah remains up in Shemayim, then the Malachim have the rights to interpret the Torah. And there are always going to be sfeikos in the Torah. If, on the other hand, the Torah is given to man, then man has the right to interpret the Torah. So there's a lot at stake over here. The Malachim say that the Torah is totally spiritual. After all, Chazal say that the Torah was given thousands of years before it was given. It was already up in Shemayim. It's a spiritual Torah. The Ramban writes in his Akdoma to Bereishis that if you have the Tzirufe Osios, you have all of creation is right there, the Tzirufe Osios. And that's on a spiritual level. So therefore the Malachim say, you know what, who needs physicality? The Torah is spiritual, leave it up in the spiritual realms of Shemayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, through the agency of Avraham Avinu, is going to tell them that, you know what, you missed the whole point. The point of the Torah is to take the physicality and uplift it to the level of spirituality, to take the helem that covers the be'en that we spoke about before, the physicality, and strip it so that what you see in front of your eyes is the viata. And Avraham Avinu is going to prove to the Malachim that man is capable of removing the physicality and exposing the viata. How does he prove it to them? Because the Malachim are able to eat from this food. Chazal say that that food was like man min ha-shamayim. Man, the Gemara says in Yuma, is lechem shel adirim, lechem of Malachim. They call it in English angel food cake. But the angel food cake means that man has the capacity, by applying the Torah, being malbish the Torah through mitzvos and maisim onto the physical reality, to expose the viata that's underneath the physicality. And by doing so, to make physicality into spirituality, that's where the Torah as a spiritual entity is connected to this world. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Malachim through the agency of Avram that the purpose of the Torah is not to remain a spiritual entity, but God invited me, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, up to the mountain to receive the Torah, because God had a different agenda. His agenda was to take a physical world and see if man could use the Torah to convert that physical world, transform it and uplift it into a spiritual world. It wasn't meant, the Torah, for it to be a spiritual entity, and that's it. And this, I believe, is the chashivus of this statement, Klum Achalta Mi Shulchano. It doesn't mean Akaras HaTov. Akaras HaTov is a great midah, but that's not a reason to give up your claim on the Torah. The Malachi Ashar said a fundamental claim on the Torah. The Torah was up in the Shemayim for many, many thousands of years before creation. But why did they lose the debate? Because what Moshe was able to prove through Avraham Avinu was that the Torah has such an incredible power that even the Malachim could eat the physical food at the table of Avram, because Avram, through his mitzvahs, through his imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through his hachnasas orachim and chesed, is able to expose the viata. And now what you're looking at is not angel, is not physical cupcakes or chocolate chip cookies, as good as they are. But what it really is the viato, and if it's the viato, then that's the purpose of Torah. Yiratzon, may it be His will that we'll all be able to feed our orchim at our tables, and in so doing uplift and convert physical reality into the viato, into spiritual food, such that Malachim could eat from our food. Kein yiratzon.
So, is it safe for Mark?
Yeah, do we have a minion?
We have 9 plus, maybe someone here.
9.